Provo City Planning Commission Administrative Hearing, November 19th, 2025.
All right, we can call the meeting to order. This is the administrative hearing, Planning Commission administrative hearing for November 19th, 2025. There were two items on the hearing. Item one has been continued. That's okay. The previous item one was continued to Planning Commission on the December calendar. So we just have one remaining item. I'll read that in and then turn it over to the staff to go over their staff report. Jake Black requests project plan approval for a new private airport hangar in the A1 airport zone, located at 3420 Mike Gents Parkway, Hangar 315. And that's in Provo Bay neighborhood. And Deanne Morgan has the staff report on that. No, you can say that. Sorry.
Thank you. All right, and we have the applicant Jake Black here with us tonight. He's the civil engineer on this project. So yes, this request is for a project plan approval for a new private airport hangar in the airport zone located at 3420 Mike Gents Parkway, Hangar 31-5. Currently, it is a vacant property. It's owned by Provo City within the airport zone. It's currently surrounded, and let me go to the map so you can see where it's at. It's currently surrounded by existing hangars to the north, south, and east, and directly facing to the south, there is an existing parking lot. The proposed use of private airport hangar is a permitted use in the zone and would not adversely affect any surrounding property. The submitted plans have been approved by staff and found to comply with current codes. This shows the submitted site plan. The proposed hangar would be 23,136 square feet, and the total leased land area is 34,947 square feet. However, there is not a maximum lot coverage percentage requirement in the zone, so it meets that. Here we have the elevations, pretty standard hangar type buildings. The overall building height is 41 feet, and that meets the maximum height of 65 feet for the airport zone as well. The applicant has stated that they intend to complete the project in phases by doing the grading work before obtaining a building permit, and Public Works has said that they would allow this. As the airport has signed off on the development of this hangar and staff have reviewed the plans to ensure that all codes and standards are met, staff recommends approval of this project plan. Okay. Are there any questions?
No, not at this time. Thank you, Deanne. The applicant is here. Would you like to add anything to what's been said?
I think you've covered it pretty well, pretty straightforward, pretty typical for a hangar to house a plane at the airport. So if anyone has any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Great. Thank you. I don't think I have any. We'll open this up to the public. Looking around the room, seeing no public in attendance, I will close the public hearing and refer to the staff report for my decision, noting that this has made its way through the CRC staff review and approved by that staff review, and is also previously approved by the airport. I will go ahead and approve the requested project plan application for a new private airport hangar. That is the end of our agenda items on this hearing, and I will adjourn. Thank you for all coming.
Bet you wish they could all be that quick and easy.
That's great.
Thank you
guys. Appreciate your time.
Nice to meet you, Jane,
as well, Leon. Have a good night.
That's the easy way. Oh, yeah, nice. Let me just end the recording. I think, oh, okay, good. Yeah.